journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Just speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free all minds. These are weapons of mass dissent.
These are weapons of mass dissent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Wednesday, February 22nd, 2012, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar.
It just makes me stop and think.
Silence is not an option.
The purity myth, how Republicans and conservatives have revived the culture wars targeting women's rights to contraception and much more.
Sorry if my eyes drop when the fellow meadows out, but I can't help myself, why should I?
This is Uprising.
Good morning and welcome to Uprising. A new poll by the New York Times has revealed that 67% of Catholic voters support the federal mandate for health insurance plans to cover the full cost of birth control. Only 25% of Catholic voters oppose it. In fact, studies show that 99% of American women and 98% of Catholic American women have used some form of contraception at one time or another during their lives. Yet conservative voices have slammed President Obama on his recent compromise with the Catholic Church over providing contraception coverage to its employees. In fact, this week, two religious institutions, the Catholic Ava Maria University and the Evangelical Geneva College, have filed lawsuits against the Obama administration over his ruling. Meanwhile, Obama himself has been boosted by the controversy, particularly among women voters. A Pew Research Center poll puts his support among women at 59%. Republican frontrunner for the GOP presidential nomination, Rick Santorum, has become the right's strongest spokesman during this latest culture war, saying recently that female contraception, quote, is a license to do things in the sexual realm that counter how things are supposed to be. Santorum has also said that women who are raped should merely, quote, make the best out of the situation. Additionally, Santorum's prominent financial supporter, Foster Freeze, recently generated his own controversy when he said on an MSNBC interview, quote, back in my days, they used bear aspirin for contraception. The gals put it between their knees. Further revealing GOP attitudes toward women and women's rights, a recent congressional hearing by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee on Contraception featured an all-male panel of witnesses. The committee, chaired by California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa, refused to allow a female student who was set to testify on the consequences of denied contraception. The all-male panel generated a national outcry, reflecting the liberal views of the general population. The contraception controversy comes on the heels of the Susan G. Komen Foundation's decision to revoke Planned Parenthood's funding before they capitulated to an outraged public and rescinded their decision. My guest is Nancy L. Cohen. She's a historian, author, and contributor to the Huffington Post. We had just recently interviewed her about her book Delirium, How the Sexual Counter-Revolution is Polarizing America. Welcome back to Uprising, Nancy.
Hello, Sonali. Wonderful to be here with you.
Well, so much has happened since we last had you on, and I want to play for you and our listeners a clip of Rick Santorum, one of the GOP front runners for the presidential nomination, reflecting a couple of times, once during a speech and then during an interview, with what his opinion on this whole controversy regarding the Catholic Church and contraception coverage is.
We've seen the President of the United States not only tell you what insurance coverages you will have, how much you're going to pay, how much you'll be fined if you don't, but he's now telling the Catholic Church that they are forced to pay for things that are against their basic tenets and teachings, against their First Amendment right. Interesting enough, here's what they're forcing them to do. In an insurance policy,
I would say that you have the right to go out and purchase that product. No one's telling you that product should be banned. But you shouldn't be able to tell the Catholic Church that they have to pay for it. That's the issue here, is making someone pay for something, using money from the church, that's the church's money, and forcing them to do something that they think is a grievous moral wrong.
Rick Santorum, reflecting on the controversy over the Catholic Church and health insurance coverage for its employees that covers contraception. Nancy Cohen, it makes it seem, Rick Santorum's words, and if you listen to the right, it sounds as though Obama on his own decided to begin chipping away at the rights of Catholics without provocation. How manufactured is this controversy?
Well, yeah, religious liberty is a widely shared value in mainstream America. Condemning birth control is not. So they have very savvily changed the debate to one of religious liberty rather than what it's really about for them, which is sex. Their objections to this policy stem from their objections to uncontrolled sex and sex outside of marriage. And so they found a way to make their kind of crazy argument sound credible to the rest of America without going down that path of, you know, for example, Santorum's backer saying, put a bear aspirin between your knees.
And we have a clip of that lined up as well, actually. Let's take a listen to Foster Freeze, who is the funder of the main super PAC that is funding Rick Santorum.
And this contraceptive thing, my gosh, it's such inexpensive. You know, back in my days, they used bear aspirin for contraceptives. The gals put it between their knees, and it wasn't that costly.
Excuse me, I'm just trying to catch my breath from that, Mr. Freeze.
The gals put it between their knees. What does this actually say about the GOP's extreme rights views, not just on women's contraception, but on women?
Absolutely. Well, in my book, Delirium, I tell the story of how a group of reactionaries who want to control sex have hijacked American politics. And we're seeing the manifestation of that in this debate. And so they've actually been organizing against this potential decision since the summer. And in the summer, when the policy was first proposed, they were pretty clear that their objections were about sex. You know, one lobbyist for a religious right organization said, uncontrolled sexual behavior is what is harming our girls, not our lack of birth control. You know, Iowa Representative Steve King got on the floor of the House and said, preventing babies from being born is not medicine. If we let our birth rate go down, we're going to be a dying civilization. Hmm. So their views of women are connected to their reactionary views about the traditional family and the biblically ordained submission of women within the family. And so they understand that to, you know, the pill and no-fault divorce and all of these cultural changes that have happened over the last 40 years are based on the ability of women to control their own reproduction, their own sexuality, and to control their own money. So it's very closely linked, this condemnation of sex, this idea that sex is destroying America, and this need to get control over women again to reinstitute the old ways.
Now, how clearly is this a part of Republican election strategy? I mean, they may not have decided when President Obama was going to come down with his ruling after the Catholic Church requested the exemption, but the timing seems to have worked very well for them, and it's becoming the sort of singular election issue these days.
I think actually that it is the Republican base and the activists who are driving the politicians to a place that they wouldn't necessarily want to go. Now, many of the politicians in Congress have been elected by the sexual fundamentalist religious right voters in the Republican Party, but many of them just depend on the votes of those people. And so I think Romney and even Gingrich really would prefer this not be the main debate of the election because they know that it's a killer when it comes to the general election. I think the coincidence of this happening and Santorum's rise show how much the passions of the culture war are really what is driving Republican voters much more than the economy. Now, the Catholic Church has been planning this campaign against this mandate since the summer, as it was reported in the New York Times. So it wasn't as if this suddenly came up because the economy has improved somewhat.
Now, let's talk about the all-male congressional hearing on contraception that came under a lot of scrutiny because, of course, there were no women on it. And the one woman who was attempting to testify was not allowed to do so by Daryl Issa. Even though Nancy Pelosi and, of course, the general public of the United States were rightly outraged by the lack of women on the panel, had Republicans wanted to bring women supporters and female voices supporting their position on contraception, it wouldn't have been too difficult, right? I mean, there's lots of prominent Republican conservative women who have these same views, even if their views aren't reflected in the general public.
Exactly. Just think Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann.
Right.
And there's thousands of ordinary women who are activists in this movement, in the anti-abortion movement, in Concern Women for America, in Focus on the Family, in all of these extreme right religious lobbying groups who could have come in to say that they absolutely support this.
And so the main thing is having somebody who actually reflects the general public's views, because poll after poll is showing, even polls of Catholics show that they support not only people's access to contraception, but also support the fact that the federal mandate requiring employers to provide this coverage should be respected by all.
Absolutely. They could have had men testify to that or women testify to that. And so this really breaks down on ideology, not on gender.
Finally, Nancy Cohen, let's talk about the fact that at this point, this going forward between now and the election, how strongly do you think these issues, these so-called culture wars, are going to feature in the right-wing strategy to win the election? I mean, certainly this may all die down by the time the nominee is picked for the Republican Party, and then they may change tack completely. But how do you think it's going to play out? Are we going to see more and more controversies, such as the one regarding Planned Parenthood and now the contraception issue?
Well, it's hard to predict in this crazy election season. But I think most Republican politicians who have been in office, with the exception of Santorum, know that this is not a winning strategy in the general election, and they would really like to stop talking about it. You already see in the last couple of days very prominent conservatives criticizing Santorum for being extreme on these issues and bringing them up when they feel like they have a winning issue on the economy. So I think we'll know in the next couple of weeks whether Santorum stays viable past Super Tuesday or whether this extremism, you know, against public education and against prenatal testing, against women in combat, whether these are going to hurt him too much. And so if he fades away and Romney looks like he's going to be the nominee again, the Republicans are going to do everything possible to stop talking about social issues. And then it's going to be the Democrats' job and Democratic women's job to remind people that there is really absolutely no difference between Santorum and someone who appears to be a moderate like Romney.
Mm. Well, finally, is Obama boosted by this controversy, you think, despite the fact that in news report after news report, it's he's being slammed by the right, and he's facing lawsuits now by Catholic and evangelical institutions. Ultimately, do you think this controversy boosts his support?
I do, because this is really far out there, birth control. And whenever the mass of voters have learned how extreme the Republicans are on these issues of women and sexuality and reproductive rights, the voters have rallied and turned out Republicans. So I think if he can use it in his messaging and in his campaign, it will be to his advantage.
Right. And it's not as though President Obama has necessarily taken the strongest line in support of women's rights either. He is, the compromise he came up with still provided an opening for the Catholic Church, but he's still being seen as standing up to the right wing on this issue.
Yes, I mean, we'll see whether his compromise holds. At least the compromise preserved free contraception for everyone through their health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think time will tell whether it was a brilliant political move to make his opponents look like extremists, or it was a slippery slope to lots of other exemptions in employment law for so-called religious organizations.
Right. Nancy Cohen, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Nancy L. Cohen is the author of Delirium, How the Sexual Counter-Revolution is Polarizing America. She's also an historian, author, and contributor to the Huffington Post. And you can watch the video of my interview with her about her book on uprisingradio.org. We had recently had her on about these very issues. We now turn to a brand new documentary that also covers the issue of the sexual counter-revolution from the right. It's called The Purity Myth, The Virginity Movement's War Against Women. In this video adaptation of her best-selling book, pioneering feminist blogger Jessica Valenti trains her sight on what's called the virginity movement. She calls it an unholy alliance of evangelical Christians, right-wing politicians, and conservative policy intellectuals who have been exploiting irrational fears about women's sexuality to roll back women's rights. From dad and daughter purity balls, taxpayer-funded abstinence-only curricula, and political attacks on Planned Parenthood, to recent attempts by legislators to defund women's reproductive health care and narrow the legal definition of rape, Jessica Valenti identifies a single unifying assumption, the myth that the worth of a woman depends on what she does or does not do sexually. In the end, Valenti argues that the health and well-being of women are too important to be left to ideologues bent on vilifying feminism and undermining women's autonomy. The Purity Myth on DVD is a brand new offering from the Media Education Foundation, and it's our featured thank you gift to you this morning for a pledge of $10 a month at 818-985-5735. The film is so new that it also covers the recent controversies around Planned Parenthood as well as contraception coverage. In this clip that I've prepared for you, actually from later in the film, we hear a little bit about that as well as an excerpt from Stephen Colbert's show.
In the first quarter of 2011 alone, state legislators introduced 916 measures related to reproductive health and rights in the 49 legislatures that convene their regular sessions. And the Republican-led Congress has brought women's issues back front and center.
Planned Parenthood does 330,000, more than 300,000 abortions each and every year. Each and every year. They are the largest provider, about a fourth of all the abortions in the United States. It is child abuse.
They've painted the leading provider of basic health care for poor and working class women as a veritable abortion theme park that promotes promiscuity.
Neither shall we vote to fund Planned Parenthood, and I shall be looking for ways to unfund every other entity like them that promotes abortion or provides abortion as a matter of practice in their facilities. Planned Parenthood is invested in promiscuity.
And then there was the movement's horrified reaction to the news that the Obama administration would require health insurance companies to fully cover women's birth control and other basic preventative health care services.
And now here we are talking about birth control in the context of free health care and the Obama.
Yeah, but they also get free breastfeeding support, counseling,
tubal ligations,
wellness,
domestic violence
visits.
Why is the government in any way, shape, or form involved in any of this?
The idea that women would no longer have to shell out big co-pays for birth control, for health services like screenings for diseases, and for domestic violence counseling was just too much for the purity police.
If you care about women's health,
it's not about women's health, it's about birth control.
Birth control, morning after pill, vasectomies, tubal ligation, and doctors are supposed to automatically ask about domestic violence. Are you being abused? What's going on in your life? This has gotten completely out of hand.
Is it the government's responsibility to take your hand and lead you through life? Aren't you concerned about the nanny state here?
And unfortunately, when it comes to the purity myth, parity is frequently indistinguishable from reality.
Why in the world would you encourage your daughters and your granddaughters and whoever else comes behind you to have unrestricted, unlimited sex anytime, anywhere?
Yeah! Why? Because Hickory Smoked Lady and I know that If we give your daughters and granddaughters access to birth control, they will instantly turn into wanton harlots with an insatiable sexual appetite. Because, you know, women, they're always on the edge of nymphomaniacal orgiastic abandon. They'll pick up the prescription, pop a pill, then bone the pharmacist, the stock boy, and everybody in line for the bus. Why? Because the birth control was paid for by the government.
The Colbert Report featured, among many other pop culture references, in a new documentary, The Purity Myth, based on the best-selling book by Jessica Valenti called The Purity Myth. It's our thank you gift to you today for a pledge of $120 at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And the first 10 of you who call in and make that pledge at $10 a month, we will give you an amazing Blu-ray special edition, director-approved version of the 1988 very controversial film by Martin Scorsese called The Last Temptation of Christ, featuring music by Peter Gabriel, featuring actors William Dafoe, Harvey Keitel, Barbara Hershey, and many others, and David Bowie, and amazing cinematography. It's based on the adaptation of Nikos Kazantzakis' landmark novel that imagines an alternate fate for Jesus Christ, and it caused a tremendous controversy on the right. The film is now out on Blu-ray. And if you have a Blu-ray player, the Criterion Collection has generously donated copies of this film, 1988 film, that has lots of special edition features. And the first 10 of you who call in and pledge $10 a month to KPFK for a copy of The Purity Myth on DVD will throw in this Blu-ray disc of The Last Temptation of Christ at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. I want to turn back to The Purity Myth, starting from the beginning of the documentary, which again is based on Jessica Valenti's best-selling book, The Purity Myth. The film itself is narrated by Jessica Valenti herself.
There is a moral panic in America over young women's sexuality, and it's been breathing new life into a very old idea.
I am living my life the way that I think should be lived, and that's staying pure. So
you really believe in no sex before marriage?
No, I don't at all.
In what claims to be an antidote against the hypersexualization of American culture, things like sexting, girls gone wild, spring break, hookup culture, and other signs that young American women are spiraling out of control in a haze of promiscuity and moral decay, traditional ideas about purity are suddenly everywhere.
We've so over-sexualized our society. We're robbing these kids of their innocence.
And so I want to talk to you today about pursuing the mission of purity.
Each year, thousands of purity balls, prom-like galas where young girls pledge their virginity to their fathers, are held across almost every state in the country.
I love you, Rachel.
Politicians increasingly extol the virtues of abstinence and virginity.
Abstinence for young people is the only certain way to avoid sexually transmitted diseases.
We want to see kids wait before they start having babies and sex.
And all told, American taxpayers shell out about $50 million a year on abstinence-only education in our schools, almost $500 million since 1996.
If you put yourself in a tempting situation, it's going to be tempting and it's going to be tough. And it's better to draw the line way back. Draw the line way back so you're not in a tempting situation.
The leaders who are really pushing this return to purity believe that sex is the greatest source of danger to young women.
There is no such thing as safe sex.
And they've been prescribing a return to traditional gender roles as the cure.
Maybe Mom was right all these years that a woman's deepest fulfillment is in motherhood.
And in the process, they've been resurrecting a very antiquated notion about women's sexuality.
Here's what the Word of God says regarding women. It says to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed.
And what makes this current crop of purity pushers so dangerous is how they're actively working to roll back women's rights using the purity myth to do it.
Jessica, you call it a myth, a purity myth.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
The purity myth is the lie that women's sexuality has some bearing on who we are and how good we are. Because really, I think that we all know that young women are so much more than whether or not they have sex.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We really should be teaching our daughters that their ability to be good people is based on their intelligence, their compassion, their kindness, not what they do with their bodies.
Popularity, what is it made of? How does a person get to be popular with lots of people and have a few close friends, too?
Yoo-hoo!
Ginny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night. When Jerry brags about taking Ginny out, he learns that she dates all the boys. What about Ginny? Does that make her really popular?
The traditional belief is that American women should be held to a different set of moral standards than men.
No, girls who park in cars are not really popular. Not even with the boys they park with.
And despite decades of struggle by feminists, this double standard has refused to die.
Did you have sex with Emma?
No.
Did you have sex with Emma?
Yes. I'm not supposed to tell anyone.
Yes! Wow!
Wait a minute. What? You didn't have... No, of course not.
You liar. You totally lost your V-card to him.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Tell me everything.
Rhi, I'm not that kind of girl.
On my honor, I will do my best.
When it comes to measuring the character of young men, sex is really beside the point.
Help other people at all times.
Boys are routinely taught the things that make them men are universally accepted ethical ideals like courage, honesty, and integrity. While women, however, are still led to believe that our moral compass lies somewhere between our legs, literally.
I met a girl.
Yeah? She's sweet. She's pure. She's innocent. She's a virgin.
The virgin ideal is nothing new. And from the Virgin Mary to Taylor Swift, this ideal has almost always been synonymous with women. The very word virginity conjures images of white dresses and unspoiled femininity, but the perfect virgin is not just any woman. She epitomizes the feminine ideal. She's sexy, but not sexual. She's always young, white, and skinny.
Can't you see you belong with me?
She's shown as a cheerleader, a babysitter, a schoolgirl, always accessible and eager to please. She's never a woman of color, who are too hypersexualized in our culture to ever be considered virginal. She's never a low-income girl. She's never fat or transgender. She's never disabled. Virgin has really become a designation for a particular model of femininity and womanhood that marginalizes anyone who doesn't meet those very narrow standards. It's true you'll see the occasional pop culture reference to the male virgin, but the reason this is usually played for laughs is precisely because it's so strange. Boys and men aren't considered less whole when they lose their virginity, they're not considered damaged goods, and they're certainly not considered marked for life by this one single act in the way that women are.
A membrane partly covers the entrance to the vagina. This is the hymen, or maidenhead.
For centuries, the hymen has been considered the physical marker of virginity, but this is a total farce. Some women don't even have hymens, and they break for tons of reasons that have absolutely nothing to do with sex.
The blood covenant is the most powerful of covenants. It cannot be broken.
But to a lot of people, this invented physical distinction remains the ultimate marker of whether or not a woman has had sex.
It is pressed that a man marry a virgin, because when a man marries a virgin, on the night of their wedding, when the hymen is broken, blood is shed, and that is a covenant relationship. It is a blood covenant. It is an unbreakable covenant.
The fact is that people have been talking about virginity for thousands of years like they know what they're talking about. Even though, as historian Hannah Blank has pointed out, we still don't even have a working medical definition for it.
You're listening to the voice of Jessica Valenti narrating the documentary that's based on her own best-selling book, The Purity Myth. The documentary has been made by the Media Education Foundation, a very an amazing institution that has produced some amazing documentaries. And this brand new documentary is so relevant today when we are looking at the revival of the so-called culture wars that are marking our election campaigning. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. For a pledge of $10 a month, $120 pledge, we'll send you the DVD of The Purity Myth. And we will also, for the first 10 callers, throw in a Blu-ray disc. And you can certainly ask for it because not everybody has Blu-ray players. But The Last Temptation of Christ, the Martin Scorsese film that was first released in 1988, is just out on Blu-ray by the Criterion Collection and generously donated by them with a restored high-definition digital transfer. It's been approved by the director and features new audio commentaries. It's a film featuring William Dafoe and Harvey Keitel, music of Peter Gabriel. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. We'll throw in that Blu-ray free with the Purity Myth DVD for a pledge of just $10 a month at 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. As I said, Peter Gabriel did the soundtrack, which we'll play a little bit for you. And joining me in studio this morning is KPFK General Manager Bernard Duncan. Welcome, Bernard.
Thank you, Sonali. Nice to be with you once again. And another great premium, another great thank you gift that you have there on offer too. And boy, I've been listening to some of the stuff that you've had on so far this morning and some very fascinating insights for a family show, I have to say. Look, our number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. This is our February, our pledge drive, our membership drive, and we rely on you, your help, please, to keep us here, to keep us doing what you want us to do on a daily basis with the programs that we're able to bring you on KPFK. And you can help us out by calling us on 818-985-5735. Just had a look at the phone room total from yesterday. We came in at something like $47,000
for the
day
yesterday.
That's fantastic. That's the best day so far, and we would like to try and match or beat that today, and you can help us out by calling us. You can take the thank you gifts if you like, the fabulous thank you gifts we have on offer, the things you've been hearing about through the pledge drive, or you can just call in and pledge your support at any level that you're able to do that. $10 a month, you can do that one, and or you can call in and offer us a $75 pledge one-off, or you can make a major pledge of $500, $1,000 if you have the ability to do that. It's tax deductible, and then we can set that up as a matching pledge and try and match that for the hour and bring in a little bit more of the funding that we require to run the station. 818-985-5735.
And Bernard, I'm really also excited on this show today to announce for the first time that there's going to be a really fun party that KPFK is throwing in honor of the fact that I've been here for 10 long years. On March 4th, Sunday, March 4th, from 5 to 8 p.m., KPFK is throwing a party at the Kingston Cafe in Pasadena. That's 333 South Fair Oaks Avenue in Pasadena. And tickets are available now, starting now, for $50 a person, and it's a fundraiser, of course, for KPFK, but we're not actually making that much money off of it. It's mostly a celebration of the station and the fact that the station has allowed me to broadcast for 10 years. And they're very limited to, we only have 100 tickets available, and so the first 100 of you that call, of course, I will be there, and I'll be there with my family, and I hope a lot of KPFK staff will join us, and I would love to meet many of you, whether you're new listeners, whether you're somebody who's been listening right from the start. It was March 4th, 2002 that I did my very first broadcast here on KPFK. Sunday, March 4th of this year marks my 10th anniversary, and I want to meet with you. I want to celebrate with you. I want to see you on Sunday, March 4th at the Kingston Cafe. It's $50 a ticket. And it's going to be at the fabulous cafe, Kingston Cafe in Pasadena, 333 South Fair Oaks Avenue. We'll have Jamaican food. We'll have wine and beer and drinks. And there are going to be lots of surprises at that party as well.
I say, that sounds intriguing. So, Sonali, 10 years, I think if that was a wedding anniversary, it would be 10.
Right.
I don't know that means anything. But look, let's make it a golden anniversary this time with you helping us out with your pledges. And we would love to see you at that gathering. It should be a wonderful evening. In fact, a really good way to thank Sonali for the hard work that she's done over the 10 years and encourage her to keep doing it. And you can encourage her right now just by calling us and making a pledge to KPFK on 818-985-5735. I figure if I say the number enough times, people will just have it embedded in their memory like
there
I do.
There we go. There's two callers.
There you go. Thank you so much. Let's make it two more on 818-985-5735.
And the thank you gifts that we're featuring today include The Purity Myth on DVD. Comes free for the first 10 callers with a Blu-ray disc of The Last Temptation of Christ. And you can also, and those two are available for $120 pledge while supplies of Last Temptation of Christ last. And then we also have tickets to the 10th anniversary party at the Kingston Cafe March 4th, Sunday, March 4th. Thank you very much, by the way, Jennifer Kaiser, for organizing this. And it's $50 a head, limited to only 100. And so I really hope to meet many of you that day and just have a celebration with you. It starts at 5 o'clock, ends at 8 o'clock, so 3 hours on Sunday, early evening dinner. 818-985-5735. Three callers on the line right now. And I want to turn back to The Purity Myth, an amazing documentary based on the best-selling book by Jessica Valenti called The Purity Myth. And in this next excerpt, we learn about the so-called abstinence-only programs that, of course, the right wing has pushed for many years as their best solution for things like teen pregnancy. But, of course, these abstinence programs reveal much about their attitudes on women and women's rights. Most importantly, the studies have found, as this documentary shows, that they don't even work.
Any way you cut it, sexuality is too subjective and riddled with ambiguity to pretend that we can define virginity. But this hasn't stopped the major players in the virginity movement from offering up virginity as the ultimate measure of a woman's character.
Go home and try it, man. Clear your kitchen table and go, ooh, peanut butter sandwich.
Listen now about a store named Jed.
Crack!
Despite appearances to the contrary, Keith Deltano is not a school bully or an escaped lunatic. He's an abstinence-only educator who uses this brick trick to demonstrate the ineffectiveness of condoms.
Rob, there's a 90% chance that I'm not going to drop this block on your family's future.
Deltano is just one of hundreds of abstinence educators who speak in schools, churches, community groups, even government agencies nationwide.
Now, masturbation, when it comes down to it, you know, being frank, it's basically the same thing as selfishness.
They work on the front lines of the new virginity movement, and they've made it their mission to teach young people about the dangers of sex.
Every year, we see there are young people who are dying every day because they did have sex.
To warn them about the ineffectiveness of birth control.
All birth control has what's known as a failure rate, which means it's guaranteed to fail a certain percentage of the time. That's what failure rate means. That's not safe.
And to teach them the supposed value of virginity until marriage. Abstinence-only educators like Pam Stenzel use quips to win students over with humor.
If you are not married, don't do it. If you are married, go for it with the person you're married to. Okay, I have to put that in there. Some of you get a little confused.
And they slide easily into darker themes like how birth control and abortion can kill them.
I will have a girl write me, email me, or come right up to me and say this. Well, my mom found out I was having sex, and so she put me on the pill. What's that protecting that girl from? What's birth control protect you from? Pregnancy. That drug, that hormone that this girl is taking has just made her 10 times more likely to contract the disease than if she were not taking that drug. This girl's gonna end up sterile or dead. Thanks, Mom. Glad you cared.
But they're also very careful not to make it all gloom and doom.
Could you move over just a bit? You're blocking my sun.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm working on my tan for the Abstinence Clearinghouse Conference in Puerto Rico.
The virginity movement is smart, and it's catching on that threats of cinder blocks to the crotch and death by birth control don't quite win students' hearts and minds.
3 full days of high-energy speakers in both English and Espanol, plus 2 conference tracks just for the youth.
So now, abstinence educators are pumping up the youth factor in their presentations. Students can buy shirts proclaiming their virginal status with messages like chaste girl, chaste couture, and my personal favorite, no trespassing on this property, my father is watching. There's even abstinence underwear. Websites sell promised rings, posters, anything you can think to slap a purity message on is there for the buying. But spin as they might, there's no getting around the essential message.
Virginity. Remember, a virgin body has the morning sheen of an unopened flower.
Without their virginity, girls are just used up and dirty.
It's your choice, ladies. Hold on to your glorious ripe fruit, or... comprende?
This isn't the kind of thing you expect or want to hear in our classrooms, but it is.
When I didn't used to speak so much, I used to use duct tape. I'd take duct tape with me and I'd say, sex is the ability to bond two people together, just like this tape. I'd take a big piece of that tape, rip it off, get my sleeve all rolled up, wrap that tape around my arm, and it'd stick pretty good the first time I did that.
818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. The Purity Myth is a film we're listening to this morning, and it's so relevant today in light of what we hear from people like Rick Santorum, from his backer Foster Fries, from the Catholic Church leadership, not American Catholics in general, but from the leadership and the politicization of women's rights, women's femininity, women's sexuality, that essentially harkens back to a time when women were expected to be barefoot and pregnant. And Jessica Valenti, the blogger of Feministing.com, who has written the best-selling book, The Purity Myth, is narrating this documentary based on her book. It's brand new. It's just out, and it's so relevant today in this election year, particularly, you know, for parents of young girls and for young women yourselves. Maybe you are the parent of a high school student who has to sit through these abstinence-only programs that have been shown to not work. You might want to get a copy of this documentary, and we will also throw in, if you haven't already seen, the film that Martin Scorsese was nominated for Best Director for an Oscar for in 1988, The Last Temptation of Christ, just out on Blu-ray by the Criterion Collection. That's a $120 pledge for those two films, one on DVD, one on Blu-ray. And if you want to get a ticket to to my 10th anniversary party organized by KPFK on Sunday, March 4th at the Kingston Cafe in Pasadena, that's $50 ahead. Bernard?
Yeah, that sounds great too. And that movie, we were just talking about the movie, The Last Temptation of Christ, and I can remember when that actually screened, and now it's out on Blu-ray, so it's available as a thank you gift now, not to be confused with that Mel Gibson one. Remember that Mel Gibson
movie? That's right. It's not The Passion of the Christ. In fact, if you were listening to Uprising when that film came out, when Mel Gibson's film came out, you probably heard our detailed deconstruction of that film. This is the Nikos Kazantzakis based film by Martin Scorsese, starring William Dafoe and Harvey Keitel.
Yes, and that's as a thanks to you for giving us a call and pledging your donation to KPFK for the coming year to keep us operating here. I can only see one line ringing at the moment. We need a few more than that. In fact, we need several more than that. 818-985-5735. Give us a call right now. 818-985-5735. What are the pledge levels this morning?
It's a $120 pledge for the Purity Myth that comes with, for the first 10 callers, Last Temptation of Christ. It's $50 pledge for the one single ticket to the 10th anniversary party on Sunday, March 4th. So people can get both for $170 at 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735. Make me happy and sell it out.
Yeah, and why don't you call in and talk to the phone room volunteers, too, about those tickets to the anniversary party that's coming up that Sonali was just telling us about, because that sounds like a bit of a blast, and we can't fit many people in. I think it's limited to 100 attendants there to come and say hi to us and say thanks to Sonali for 10 amazing years on KPFK. And look, help us out to stay here to be able to bring you the programs that we do bring you on a daily basis. 818-985-5735. Call it now, 818-985-5735. show your support, show you want us to hang around here in Southern California and continue the Pacifica mission through KPFK by calling us and making your donation, making your pledge on 818-985-5735.
And we're listening to the soundtrack to The Last Temptation of Christ by Peter Gabriel that was just a remarkable soundtrack. The film Last Temptation of Christ, actually, I really enjoyed watching the film. It caused a lot of controversy in some parts of the religious community, but was, I think, never intended to be blasphemous or insulting to the faith at all. But that's how it was taken, and it sort of says something about the kind of religious fundamentalism we sometimes see in this country that is also on full display today in the likes of Rick Santorum and his support of Foster Freeze, who said, oh, back in my day, gals just put a bare aspirin between their knees, and that was pretty inexpensive. And it's amazing that in today's day and age, we're seeing this level of discourse. And what does it mean when, you know, 98% of American Catholic women have used contraception at one point or another in their lives? 99% of American women overall have used contraception. This is an issue that we should be taking for granted. This should not be an issue, but it is an issue in our political discourse. And on KPFK, you hear the breakdown, you hear the context, you hear the historical context, which you get rarely on other media institutions. So for that, thank us with your pledge of support. It's a $170 pledge for all the thank you gifts we're offering this morning. You get the DVD of The Purity Myth, the Blu-ray of Last Temptation of Christ, and a ticket, or get two tickets to the 10th anniversary party. Make a $200 pledge and bring three friends, or make a $100 pledge for you and a friend, you and your loved one to come to our party. If you and your husband or wife have been listening to our girlfriend, or, you know, if you and your spouse, if you and your driving partner, your carpool partner have been listening to Uprising on your way to work for a number of years, do join us. Again, it's happening Sunday, March 4th from 5 to 8 p.m., an early dinner at the Kingston Cafe in Pasadena. Food and drink will be included, and that is happening at 333 South Fair Oaks Avenue in Pasadena. We're going to actually be playing a clip of my first ever broadcast, but there'll also be other surprises at that party, and I'm so looking forward to meeting listeners. I think it's it just makes me so happy to think about the fact that celebrating 10 years will be, you know, I will be able to meet listeners who have come on this long journey with me. 818-985-5735, Sunday, March 4th, 5 to 8 p.m. at Kingston Cafe.
Look, we do want to say a very big thank you too to the folks who are calling in, and especially to the folks who are taking those calls in the phone room, the volunteers who come in here and help us out during the pledge drive. Because KPFK means so much to them, they come and give of their time. What we're asking you to do is keep them busy. Give of your dollars. Please call us now on 818-985-5735 and show us how much KPFK means to you. You know, I've said this a few times in the last couple of weeks, but of the vast number of people who listen to KPFK, only about 10% contribute financially to keeping the station on the air, and we would really like to talk to the rest of you about helping us out at whatever level you are able. 818-985-5735. Give us a call now. The lines are open. We've got several lines open for you now on 818-985-5735.
And I want to turn back to the purity myth about this very, very bizarre phenomenon that we're now seeing happening around the country in small pockets. They're called purity balls. Bernard, it's really frightening. Basically, where dads take their daughters, some as young as 6 or 7, dressed up in like prom dress-like dresses, all made up, to these dances where the girls basically pledge their virginity to their fathers.
Sounds kind of creepy.
Really creepy. And I want to play this clip because I think it's really worth listening to for listeners to get a sense of where some segments of our society are headed. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. I want to hear from more of you before I go to that clip. It's a $100 pledge for two tickets to my 10th anniversary party at 333 South Fair Oaks Avenue, Sunday, March 4th, from 5 to 8 p.m., $120 pledge for the purity myth, and we'll throw in a copy of The Last Temptation of Christ, Martin Scorsese's fantastic film with Peter Gabriel's soundtrack, starring William Dafoe and Harvey Keitel, 1988 film out on Blu-ray for the first time. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. I know women's rights are important to our listeners. I know whether you're women or men, that these issues are extremely important to you, that we shouldn't be making, you know, we shouldn't have to listen to people like Rick Santorum talk about how being on the pill leads to sexual promiscuity. What does that say about his opinion of women? And this is a person who is rising in the ranks of the Republican Party. What does that say about the state of our political discourse in this country? It's amazing, shocking, sad. And here on KPFK, you can show your anger by calling us and saying, I want to get a copy of this documentary because I can't believe that this is happening. I want to affirm something that we thought we had affirmed years ago, that women have the right to contraception and control their bodies and plan their pregnancies. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. 818-985-5735. $120 pledge for the purity myth. $100 pledge for two tickets to the 10th anniversary party. $50 ahead. Let's turn back to the purity myth.
I just want to say thank you for living out what you teach and for making this event, you know, the father-daughter purity ball, a lifestyle and an everyday thing.
There may be no better or weirder example of the virginity movement's desire to infantilize women than the latest trend in virginity worship, purity balls.
You truly are a blessing. God's word says he knit you together in your mother's womb.
Tonight, Emma, I would like to say to you that you will get farther in your walk with the Lord and accomplish more for him.
Purity balls are essentially daddy-daughter dances, usually featuring ballet around a wooden cross, where young girls at some point in the evening pledge their virginity to their fathers. And their fathers, in turn, pledge to protect their daughter's purity at all costs. If these balls sound kind of old school, that's because they really are. They're as much about the power of fathers as they are about the purity of daughters. Pastor Randy Wilson and his wife Lisa founded the Purity Balls in 1998 in Colorado Springs.
We wanted to create an event that was so spectacular to the heart of a daughter with her father that would be a turning point.
The Wilsons, who have seven children, five of them daughters, write in a letter to Purity Ball planners that they founded the balls because they saw that the protection of the daughter's purity rested on the shoulders of the fathers. And they wanted to create an event that conveyed that sentiment.
We'll speak the first word, I, and then I'll wait for everybody to speak the names of their daughters. And then we'll continue on. Is that all right? I've got five to say, so, you know, give me a little time here.
It's hard to know what's more problematic here.
Lauren, Hannah, Christian, Rosen, Jordan.
The pseudo-incestuous talk of covering.
Choose before God to cover my daughters as her authority and protection in the area of purity. I will be pure.
Or the antiquated notion that fathers own their daughters and their daughters' sexuality.
I will be a man of integrity and accountability as I lead, guide, and pray over my daughter and my family as the high priest in my home.
And that may be the most disturbing part of all this, that even as the movement infantilizes young women and seeks to bring them under the control of traditional patriarchal authority, even as it equates women's purity with the passive ideal of the innocent and childlike virgin, it simultaneously sexualizes girls and young women. In one online video of a purity ball, the girls are asked to recite a virginity pledge as they hold onto symbolically unopened little pink boxes. There's even the creepy fact that the event is described as a date, and that the girls, some who are as young as 6 or 7 years old, dress in ball gowns and often get their hair and makeup professionally done, making them look like wives next to their fathers.
I've heard it said that they think I'm controlling and I'm patriarchal, which they see as a negative. You know, I'm about my daughters growing up with as much liberty and freedoms as any other woman in society.
The bottom line is that while proponents of things like purity balls argue that they're aiming to protect girls from sexualization, they're actually doing exactly the opposite. By focusing on girls' virginity, they're positioning girls as sexual objects before they even hit puberty. And in this way, they're actually enforcing the very problem they claim to want to fix.
Jessica Valenti sharing her spot-on analysis about the virginity movement in the new documentary, The Purity Myth, based on her best-selling book by the same name. Our thank you gift to you today for a pledge of $120, $10 a month at 818-985-5735. The film is brand new, hot off the presses, produced by the Media Education Foundation. And it comes, if you want it, with a free copy of The Last Temptation of Christ, the 1988 film by Martin Scorsese, just out now on Blu-ray, donated by the Criterion Collection. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. $100 a pair of tickets to my 10th anniversary party as well on Sunday, March 4th. You can get both for $220.
Sounds very good. A great deal. And look, but more than that, look, we have just a few minutes left now before we leave the studio this morning and make way for Democracy Now! To come back on. So do call us now. There's another line ringing. Thank you for that. 818-985-5735. You can take the thank you gifts that Sonali has been talking to you about this morning. You can take those away. Just make sure you're very clear with our phone room volunteer as to what it is you're calling for. Or you can just call and make a pledge and say, look, I'm fine. I don't need anything. I just want to show you that KPFK is important to me and I want to keep it around for a long, long time. Our number here is 818-985-5735. We have just a couple of minutes left. So you can make the difference now by calling us because we can't do it without your help. We would not be here without your help. Please show us that that's important to you on 818-985-5735, and we will keep up the struggle. 818-985-KPFK. Call us and make your pledge now. Thank you.
And you know, Bernard, I think one of the things that really distinguishes KPFK from other media institutions, other public radio stations in Southern California, is that we don't just have a very high percentage of women hosts on this radio station, but we have women of color, which other stations do not have. And this sets us apart. This makes me proud to be part of KPFK. And this is the kind of, I mean, to hear political analysis of issues of the day from a perspective that is so underrepresented in the mainstream media is so, is what sets KPFK apart. I have to say it again. It's really, really important. And we're proud of that.
And that diversity of voices right across the day and right across the week here at KPFK is what makes the difference, what makes us the only radio station in Southern California that's able to bring you the sort of coverage that we can bring you. And only you can help us to keep doing that by calling right now on 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Make those lines hot. Heat them up. So we've got about a minute left to ask you to call in and pledge. Take the thank you gifts if you wish, or just make your pledge on 818-985-5735.
818-985-KPFK. $120 pledge for The Purity Myth. It comes with a copy of The Last Temptation of Christ on Blu-ray, and a $100 pledge for two tickets to my 10th anniversary party. We're just announcing it this morning. We've just organized it. And there's only 100 spaces available in the fantastic restaurant, the Kingston Cafe, 333 South Fair Oaks Avenue in Pasadena. And that's on Sunday, March 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. And it's to celebrate the fact that I've been on KPFK for 10 years. And it's amazing. I don't know where the time has gone. It simultaneously feels like a really long time and a really short time. 818-985-5735 is that phone number. We want to fill up the phone lines in the last minute and a half of this show to thank, for us to be able to thank you with our thank you gifts, for you to be able to say, here is some contribution from me to keep this radio station on the air because I appreciate what you've done and what you, I hope, will continue to do. And we can only do it without, with your support. We can't do it without you. 818-985-KPFK. I thought this film would actually be a lot more popular than it turned out to be just because of the widespread beliefs among Americans that women have have the inherent right to control their bodies. These are mainstream concerns, and yet so disconnected from the mainstream beliefs is the political discourse in this country. And so maybe we all sort of are thinking, well, are these still issues? Yes, they still are issues because politicians are making them issues. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. Yesterday, we raised over $4,000 with Noam Chomsky. Let's have Jessica Valenti join him on that or share that distinguishing feature of helping us raise several thousand dollars today as well. 818-985-KPFK.
And thank you to all of those people who have called in so far this morning. We do appreciate your contribution. As I said a little earlier, the statistics are such that about 10% of the people who listen to KPFK regularly are the people who actually make a contribution. We would like some more of you, please, to say we are part of the 10% and make it the 12%, the 15%, and make your contribution to us on 818-985-5735.
And for Sonali's subversive thought for the day, Sarah Moore Grimke once said, "I ask no favors for my sex. All I ask of our brethren is that they will take their feet from off our necks." That's Sarah Moore Grimke. That's Sonali's subversive thought for the day. You've been listening to Uprising. Martina Steiner is our assistant producer. Chiara Borghetti is our intern. And Teddy Robinson is our engineer. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you tomorrow at 8.
You're listening to KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, 93.7 San Diego, and 99.5 Ridgecrest, China Lake.